This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, I want to tell you what happened yesterday. It caught me off guard. It completely took away every little bit of focus because I had been trying so, I want to say diligently, not to have this happen. Not because it was actually paying me anything to do it, simply because I thought I could navigate in this system, and I was proven wrong. In the first hour yesterday when I was talking to Rob, in the middle of that I got an email that popped up and I saw the headline on that and I was like, wait a minute. And I pulled it out and my very small YouTube channel of 26,870 subscribers, who I appreciate each and every one of you, had been demonetized. Now, first things first, this means they're going to deny me about $43 a month. So I'm not losing anything at all. But, $43 a month, that's what, almost $500 a year. That doesn't cover my coffee shop bill. So I shoot video primarily for one reason. I'm either trying to promote a company or a product or a sponsor or something. A lot of times some of the things that I do, a lot of them have to do with sponsors. Most of them have to do with sponsors, but like here lately I've been doing some other stuff. And what offended was the Hive Technologies gun parts giveaway. Now I'm talking about this because of how ridiculous this is. I happen to think the gun that I had built is a perfect gun for self-defense for anyone, but definitely for females. Definitely for females. The Glock 43 is a smaller frame. My problem with the Glock 43 as it comes out of the box is the absolutely spongy Glock trigger that comes with every Glock. And the grip angle, and in the case of the Glock 43, the capacity, which every small gun out there Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, you can have that with an 8-round capacity if you want to. With the Springfield XES, if you want one of those come with just about a suitcase of accessories to go with it. You can make a very good carry pistol out of the XDS. As it comes out of the box. Not so, in my opinion, the Glock 43. So I talked about adding capacity. In this video, I talk about adding capacity to the magazine, and I talk about changing the trigger. Changing the trigger is the death knell, by the way. When you do that, you're in big trouble. I was lucky enough to be able to seek out Hickok 45. Now, Hickok 45, his channel is, I don't do what his channel does. I'm not going to try to do what his channel does because his he puts it this way. He calls his channel the shooting table. He's got a table out there and is on his range, and he sits there and he shoots guns and he talks about the guns. And I mean, but even according to YouTube, if you pull a gun apart to let it to show the internals of the gun, you may be running afoul of them. Now, I find it interesting that they're having hearings at the Senate today about social media being stifled for conservatives, because this is an item. You know, 6,900 times today, people stopped a crime with guns. I don't know how many women did it. And knowing that, you would think that they would be all for that. I get that the politicians are not, they're not interested in your public safety, but regular people that are just leftists, well, you would sort of think they might be. Like that alderman in Chicago who got his car shot up, and he found out what the real is, the real deal, if you will. So I was just sort of stunned that this innocuous video where I simply said, if you want to have this gun like this, put it in the comments and I'm going to send you the parts. Wasn't trying to sell anything, still not trying to sell anything. The Glock 43 that I built doubled the price of the gun. Most people are not going to buy a gun like that and just do that. Most people are going to be looking for a gun that comes out of the box with everything they need. And Glock knows this. Glock is slowly losing their grip on the market. The market is becoming much more complicated when it comes to the choices out there today. CZ, for example, with their P10 series, they have addressed the subcompact, the compact, and the full-size duty pistol in an unrivaled way. And now they even went back and listened to the, you know, they had the P10C that came out, and they listened to their feedback off of the gun, and they changed the one thing that was the shortcoming on the gun, which was the mag release, the ambidextrous mag release. So, I don't want to lose the channel on YouTube, although the channel does exist also on Gunstreamer and on Full 30, although I don't really do that much on Full 30 for various reasons. But that's what happened. I got demonetized. Now, they haven't taken, I got no strikes. This is almost like them, this is almost like a punishment. And I'm going to see how far this is going to go, because I sent them an email and I said, will you tell me which videos offended? Because every video that I've been putting up, they had put on what is referred to as limited, which it means you can't have any ads on it, so you're not going to make any money on it. And when a channel is monetized, that does help it on search. That helps the video be found. And that leads to, you know, that leads to views, which also leads to marketing possibilities, which is one thing I look for on this. Plus, I just like to shoot video. I've known that this was happening, and it's not just gun channels that this is happening to. If you run a channel that's about BMX and you try some stunts and show some people some stunts, you can be demonetized. If you have a drift car that you're building and you show people drifting cars in the street, not on a track, that you can be demonetized. There's a lot of ways to be demonetized now. You can put, if you're putting up content on YouTube and the comments sound bad, they will look at that and say, are you encouraging these kind of comments? So it's sort of a circular firing squad. And I'm just trying to keep it simply from the standpoint of, for my sponsors and the people that I shoot video for, this is the best place as far as for it to be, unfortunately, because of the search. Because it's the second biggest search engine on the planet. And that's what happened yesterday. I got it worked out. Hickok, calm me down. Thank you, Hickok 45. Go check out his channel and patronize him if you would. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
samurai and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Sitting there talking. Mic's not turned up. That just doesn't work. By the way, if you would like to support my now demonetized YouTube channel, I'm just looking for numbers. I'm not looking to make any money, but the more numbers I have, the more I enjoy it. Go to YouTube and subscribe to Lock and Load Radio 1. Search for that and subscribe to it. And I would be very appreciative. Thank you so much. Right now in the House, some political jujitsu got put in play, okay, by the president. Quite brilliant, actually. And it basically amounts to this. America, love it or leave it. And believe me, he knew exactly what he was doing when he threw that the series of tweets out there. That sentiment is not racist. I have it. I'm not racist. Somebody wants to be an American with me can be. They can look however they look. I got no problems with that. All races, although they say there's no genders, and I saw a pretty interesting question about the gender thing. If there are no genders, how can there be a gender pay gap? Think about that. But right now what we're watching is we're watching Nancy Pelosi have to defend the people that are coming after her. And this is, we get to watch the pain of our enemy. This should be your joy. And I'm pegging the joy meter right about now, watching the political sepsis that is Congress kid AOC and her merry band of idiots running rampant within the flabby body of the Democrats. There's only one solution to the gangrene caused by her and that brother marrying weirdo who cheers from the wrong side of Black Hawk Down and Miss Palestine. You have to amputate. But the donkeys can't do that. That would cripple or kill the patient. So what do you do about the infection ravaging their party? It is quite the dilemma. Let's take a moment and go ahead and indulge in some carbs and pass the Orville Redenbacher while we watch them cannibalize themselves in Donner Party 2 election boogaloo. Oh, Nancy Pelosi, you thought you could harness the eager energy of these socialist sisters of mediocrity for your own purpose, but you didn't quite understand the situation. For a limo leftist like yourself, because you're literally a zillionaire, all this for the little guy stuff was always just a pose and a cynical scam. You don't believe it. You just exploit it because you figure that the shiftless saps and layabout suckers are your constituency, and they're going to like it. Talk a good game about helping and caring for the downtrodden, but if one of the local bums tried to use a sidewalk in your neighborhood as a John, you'd have the Scat Francisco PD all over him like Jerry Nadler on a donut. You've gotten used to posing as the heroic rebel voice speaking out in a stirring defense of the status quo that made you rich and powerful. All the other Democrats used to feel the same way. You were all in on the scam. Wink, nod, back to business as usual. These dummies, leveraging their youthful inexperience, actually believe the nonsense they spew, that you all spew, and they're now learning that you really don't. And that's a problem. And now you're realizing that it's not just normal people that want to cart, they want to cart off to the guillotine. You're on the Trumbull Manifest there too, ready to be hauled down the bumpy path for the permanent haircut. Then they'll take over your party, and you'll be just one of the many frowning leftist heads sitting in the basket. By calling us normal people, racists and sexists and all of those other ists and phobes, that was all good fun and good business for the Democrats until now. It was nothing personal, in their opinion. We weren't those things. They knew it. But saying that we were riled the rubes and churned the votes, and so the leftists did it. But the AO cretins actually believe this stuff. They hate America. They hate Americans, where the Democrat leadership merely holds America and Americans in contempt. They want to burn down the whole house, but the Democrat bigwigs live in that house. That's a problem. And it's delightful to watch. We now have Stephen Hawking's protege calling Nancy Pelosi a racist, which is perfect. Joe Biden got the same treatment from Kamala Knight, not Mrs. Willie Brown Harris, who was trying to balance being in on the grift enough to satisfy the leftist elite with being woke enough to appease the radicals. Nancy and Joe are quite flustered by these accusations. They just couldn't understand it. Because normally the bogus claim of racism was something you made about the conservatives. But I guess they never read The Boy Who Cried Wolf. But then only hate criminals would do that, considering how the very title's assumptions about the gender identity of the main character betrays the cishet transphobic premise. And it's wolfist karma, baby. After decades of promiscuous epithets disrespecting normal people, this development brings delicious irony and great karma. And what's especially glorious is how the Democrats are too far down the radical road to turn back. Being old and secure and satisfied to just keep milking the system makes you complacent. The Democrats desperately need the vitality of the young radicals that these twits have brought along. The prog kooks will be the ones doing the heavy electoral lifting in 2020, like knocking on doors and stealing votes and doing social media stuff with their Twitter machines. The Biden-Pelosi axis of the elderly has no energy left to fight, especially when on the other side is the pumped-up Donald Trump and the militant populist base that is me and you. Oh, gosh. See, the GOP has had its revolution. But this problem is something the Democrats made for themselves by trying to harness the power of the hate-fueled idiocy for their own purpose. And it's coming them back to bite them right on the Ted Lieu. So they'll either have to amputate the radicals, which they can't do and survive, or submit to the radicals, which they can't do and survive. It's almost like the Democrats can't live with them and can't live without them. And that's really, really too bad. This means I'm going to have to find me some more popcorn. To watch this. It's a great thing to watch. It's a great thing to watch as they go through. Right now, they're all, Pelosi called the president a racist, and all the Democrats are having to defend her as she defends the people that are coming for her. And all the president said was, you know, love it or leave it. If you don't like it here, go back to where you came from. They're all up in arms. Well, they're all from here except for Ilhan Omar. She's naturalized. Okay. America, love it or leave it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Civil rights and immigration groups have filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's new rules that could dramatically limit asylum claims by Central American migrants seeking to enter the United States. The suit, filed in a Northern California federal court on Tuesday, alleges the new asylum policy is an unlawful effort to significantly undermine, if not virtually repeal, the U.S. asylum system at the southern border. Speaking at the White House, the president does say the deportations that started over the weekend are going well.
We are getting rid of thousands of people who are criminals. We're taking them out of the country.
House Democrats voted along party lines to allow Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to refer to President Trump's tweets about minority Democratic lawmakers as racist, overriding House rules and GOP objections. And a 4.4 earthquake hit the San Francisco Bay Area this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Money. Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Having to do a little stretching there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. We get this thing where we're constantly being told how we're this, we're that, and we try to, I don't know, Europe is a interesting thing. Fascism and communism and Nazism, all gifts to the world from Europe. And now we have these nonsensical worries about climate change, resulting in deliberately built-in inefficiency in everything from household appliances to transportation method. And compared to the U.S., Europe's love of control-down economics leaves it in the dust. By the numbers, the U.S. GDP is 5 times that of Germany, 7 times that of France and the U.K., 10 times of that of Italy, 14 times that of Spain. And when the U.K. leaves the EU, the gap will be much larger. And still, the control freaks on the left are determined to copy the European model and hamstring us in ways that makes it easier to control. Now, in Europe, everything from working mothers to GDP are beset by control economies. It takes forever to do the laundry in Europe. The machines may save energy and water, but it leaves housewives having to spend much, much longer to get the family laundry done. So much time it takes to accomplish normal household chores that full-time working mothers are rarer there than here. That has an economic impact. When comparing employment statistics between the United States and the EU, we find that women are more likely to be managers in the United States than in the EU. Labor force participation for women is lower in the EU than in the United States. Part-time employment among women is greater in the EU than in the United States. The gender wage gap, that I was wondering how we can have one when we don't, well, there's no such thing as gender, that's larger in the EU than in the United States. In EU countries, women are also more likely to hold part-time jobs. So this suggests that EU policy has not helped women remain in full-time positions and advance their careers, opting instead to pursue jobs with fewer hours and more flexibility. Also, in recent years, motivated by bugaboo claims, first about depleting supplies of energy and then about climate change, which is the social cost of carbon, the Department of Energy regulated home appliance efficiency, and the net result was reduced efficiency and product performance. Do you really want to wait for 2 hours for your dishwasher to do a load of dishes? Like many Obama-era DOE standards, the marginal energy and water savings was not worth the added cost to consumers. But what really set the dishwasher standard apart was its impact on product performance. That added significantly to the time it takes to do a load, which at more than 2 hours was about twice what it took before federal regulators got involved. But the underlying statute, the Energy Policy and Conservation Act of 1975, contains provisions protecting consumers from efficiency standards that reduce product features and performance. So on March 21st, 2018, the Competitive Enterprise Institute petitioned the agency to set a new standard. And the DOE granted the petition last week and has formally begun a rulemaking to determine whether a new efficiency rule is warranted that would permit dishwashers that can do the job in 1 hour. This is what happens when you get government involved in commerce. Now, while DOE should be applauded for trying to right this regulatory wrong, even better than fixing a bad regulation is, preventing them from happening in the first place. And towards that end, DOE is considering a number of useful process reforms that would discourage anti-consumer efficiency standards in the future. They should also consider excluding the social cost of carbon from appliance rulemaking so that this program can't again prioritize climate activism over consumers. So after undoing the ridiculous appliance standards, I'd hope the administration would take a look at the policies trying to force us out of cars by reducing instead of increasing traffic lanes for cars. Providing reserved bike lanes already severely choke traffic as population grows. You can do that in a city center. Okay, you can get us out of cars, and if you want the city center to do this. A lot of cities in Europe have done this, and it actually works out okay. But you can't take them out of cars altogether. The problem in the U.S. is that the U.S. is not like these, it's not like Amsterdam. And regardless of how many people bike around Amsterdam, it doesn't fit most of the U.S. or its people. So, and let me put this to you. Leftism is the new secular Puritanism. Instead of believing in a just and almighty God, they believe in government. So instead of basing their belief in religion on the Bible, they base it on their own ever-expanding belief system, the principles of government. And the Puritan idea of living a life of pious, consecrated action translates for the new Puritans to insisting that you live a pious life, but it's consecrated to their principles. And because you were born too stupid to determine what's best for you, hence the need for social engineering. Here's an example of its finest. Portland City Council approved a plan Wednesday to study short and long-term strategies to charge people to use city streets. They already do this in Europe, an effort intended to reduce congestion and curb carbon emissions as the region expects as many as 500,000 new residents by 2040. City will create a pricing for equitable mobility task force to study and recommend potential road user fees such as cordons, where drivers are charged to use certain streets in the city center, or potentially more robust freeway tools on the area. Commissioner Chloe Udaly, who oversees the Transportation Bureau, said the city must take bold steps to try to get people out of their cars. We're going in the wrong direction on transportation. So in other words, they're going to pursue taxpayer-funded ways to manipulate what you do and what you want, what, you know, what they want you to do, which is get out of your cars. No matter how they attempt to package it and sell it, it all comes down to them trying to control your behavior. And it's always them controlling you. Now, contrary to the claims of those who want to get us out of our cars and into public transportation, cars make increased productivity, less dense population, housing, and work on bus and metro lines or on biking distance, shopping in the same corridors and schooling their children in the same paths, makes them easier to control and limits their choices. Using public transportation or bikes would make this impossible in any reasonable amount of time. So it's of a piece of the left's wish to control dialogue about Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and through censoring of contrary opinion by deeming it not politically correct. But it's all nonsense. It's all nonsense. And it all is coming from Europe. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Okay. As a concealed carrier, and I'm telling you this simply as the preface to what I'm, the other parts I'm going to tell you. As a concealed carrier, the last thing I want to do is pull a gun in public and shoot somebody. I really don't want to do that. When I joined the military, I naively believed that I was protecting all of America. And I did it voluntarily. I was happy to protect the ones that both thought like I did and didn't think the way I did, because I thought that that was what made America great. Unfortunately, this is the kind of thing to where, you know, it sort of takes two to tango. I've got to be able to, if I'm thinking this way, in order for that to actually work, the other side's got to think that way too. And they don't. Now we've had three violent assaults in less than a month. Likely all from Antifa, which they're actually just because they're fascists. You don't run around calling yourself anti-fascist and carrying steel rods, boys, and wearing ninja masks. You just don't. And this is all over Trump actually enforcing the law of the land on immigration. This is how far we have fallen. It's not about not enforcing the law. It's about enforcing the law. And we get this from Tacoma. On Saturday, a man armed with a rifle and Molotov cocktails or flares, according to reports, and angered by factually inaccurate portrayal of the facility, according to the company operating the facility, attempted to set fire to an ICE detention center in Tacoma, Washington. In a subsequent confrontation with police, the Antifa activist was killed, and some of his fellow activists called him a martyr. Nevertheless, the media has not reported any connection with Antifa, nor are they speculating about what may have motivated this man who made the attempt to set fire to the building amid protests against the building. Well, I can tell you exactly what did that. That's the same thing that happened in Alexandria, where you had a guy who was a Bernie, you know, he was a Bernie patriot, and he went out there with his SKS and he tried to murder a bunch of Republicans playing softball. I actually thought that was going to be like a genesis, one of these moments where the Republicans would stand up and say, people should carry guns everywhere they can go because you never know when one of these things is going to happen. But no, that didn't happen. Now, according to The Blaze, this was a suicide attack, complete with Antifa activists cheering with glee on Twitter and potentially very violent. Man tried to set fire to a propane tank, which not only would have taken down the GEO private detention center for illegal migrants, it would have also taken down the aliens that the suicide attacker was supposedly, you know, trying to back up, and the leftist protesters on the outside. This follows another attack that nobody heard about in Aurora, Colorado, at a GEO migrant detention center, where what had to be Antifa activists assaulting and defacing an American flag over the facility and then raising the Mexican one. I wish I had been there. When that happened, when they took down the American flag and they raised the Mexican one, Antifa, that would have been a life-ending moment. Because that's an attack on the country when you do that, friends. And then it follows yet another sort of attack from Antifa, the brutal assault in Portland, Oregon, on conservative journalist Andy Go, who covered immigration issues over Muslim entries. This is all in mid-sized Western cities and states known for their leftist politics. And yet they're not confined to just the West. New York, Antifa is active too, enough that the NYPD police union says it intends to protect its brother ICE officers as they go about their duties while the city's leftist leadership has ordered them to stand down. But getting cops to leave cops is going to be hard there, de Blasio. Just go campaign for president, why don't you? You weren't there when they had the blackout. You were sitting there going, I don't know if I should go back or not. Well, I guess maybe I don't know. And that's more fun, too, because Cuomo attacks de Blasio, which is, that's just, you know, it's funny on an elemental level. But this has all been boiling for a while. Last year, Antifa and the Occupy Wall Street co-evils openly called for murder of ICE agents on Twitter, something that has yet to be sanctioned by Twitter. That's okay, see? That's okay to do that on Twitter. And they doxed thousands of ICE agents, amassing the names of as many as they could via LinkedIn and spreading them over the internet to threaten, intimidate, and harm them and their families. No sanctions from Twitter on that either. They also called for it to engage in various other kinds of violence around all sorts of issues, but now they seem to be congealing around this immigration issue. Since then, it's beginning to act like an actual terror group. Now, you might ask, why has this come to this? And, well, the press has ignored the pattern as it emerges, still denying that anything out there is wrong. It's a peaceful protest. It's even done some amazing cheerleading for the group, all because it nominally opposes Trump. CNN marvels at their contradictory claim of love and peace, and archly notes that sometimes it engages in violence. So, isn't that a puzzler? The New York Times calls Antifa a movement to confront the far right, with the Antifa attack in Portland bringing its renewed attention, as if being assaulted to the point of brain bleeding near murder might not merit that. In Portland, the officials there have done nothing to apprehend his Go's attackers because they kind of agree with the Antifa agenda. They don't want to say that openly, though, so they dither about. And as for the detention center attacks, leftist politicians running for president call these places concentration camps. If they really believe this, how can they not do something about it? Right? Meanwhile, in New York, a mixed message showdown is going full blast as ICE agents prepare to make their raids. Because that's happening right now as we speak as well. The police union vows to protect them from violence if they run into any. And de Blasio's far-left administration is ordering them to stand down from any help for ICE. Antifa, like any other terror group, would thrive in this kind of confusion. Democrats are still yelling about enforcement of deportation law against proven and convicted criminals, even though this pales in comparison to what the Obama administration did. All of this pales in consideration when you look at what the Obama administration did. They deported millions of people. Now, they did that for a reason. Not going into that right now, but they did that for a reason. But I mean, Uncle Joe's having to deal with that at this moment. So, but terrorists live in a two-sided black and white world of with us or against us. And the Democrats have this mendacious stance on immigration that's just about perfect for their violent wish list, you know? And now we have what looks like an all-out terrorist campaign revving up very quickly. And if Democrats can't bring themselves to criticize this rapidly emerging threat, they need to be thrown out by the voters. Although, you know, like I talked about earlier, they're not able to, focus on this right now because they're at each other's throats as we speak. At a minimum, Antifa needs to be called out by their rivals or the violence is going to escalate. Trump should get on Twitter and tell everybody, I'm going to declare Antifa a terrorist organization, and we're going to expand all levels of law enforcement to counteract this threat. That would do two things. First of all, the left, their heads would implode like that opening scene in Scanners. That would be really fun. And then he needs to just go ahead and implement that step, which would be even more fun for me. But then again, I like having fun of this nature. Hour number three is coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.